Good morning. Louise Storier, finance reporter for our partner, The New York Times, is here. And I'm glad that she's here because this issue is a little bit complicated. And Louise, I want you to help me understand this. The SEC filed a complaint against Goldman Sachs this past spring. They allege that Goldman Sachs misled investors. But it's kind of opened up a Pandora's box because now people are wondering if other companies, specifically AIG, are now allowed to sue banks like Goldman Sachs and others to recoup some of their losses. Explain to me how this works.
That's right. After the SEC sued, it became kind of open season with people saying, who else might sue the banks? What investors might say, you know, we were really wronged and misled in those complex mortgage bonds that you sold us. AIG, of course, insured tens of billions of dollars of these for banks like Goldman. Goldman was one of the biggest business partners of AIG. And in fact, at AIG's shareholder meeting this spring, one of the shareholders went up to the mic and said, are you going to get us our money back? I mean, with that SEC case, can you sue Goldman? Well, my colleague Gretchen Morgenson and I have plowed through 250,000 pages of documents in the past few weeks. It was, let me tell you, pretty overwhelming. But one of the things that we found in there is something no one has been talking about and hasn't been public. It is that the Fed put in place a legal waiver when it set up the bailout between the banks and AIG. That's when, remember, back in 2008, the Fed paid the banks all that money to end their deals with AIG. At that same time, in addition to paying the banks, they put in this waiver that said the banks and AIG could not sue each other.
It's like an immunity clause.
That's right. It's a waiver. And so,
and when you say pay the banks, these insurance policies that came out of AIG were paid out, according to the Fed, to the banks. They got the money first.
Right. The Fed bought the mortgage bonds behind the deals and paid out
right.
the contracts to the banks. That was very controversial because some people, in fact, even some Fed governors thought it was sort of a gift to the banks. But it turns out there was this other thing that some people might call a gift that we've just uncovered, this legal waiver that says you can't sue the banks over these deals.
What was the motivation of the Fed to do that?
That is what we do not know. We have asked the Fed. They declined to comment on the waiver. I did find an early version, an early draft of the document that did not include the waiver. So it was added during the process. Now, the one thing about it that's interesting is that it includes all the deals that were in the AIG bailout, but there were $14 billion of them left out because they were synthetic CDOs, an even more complex type. And it's the synthetic CDOs called Abacus that the SEC suit is about. So AIG still may be able to sue over those.
Oh, those may not be included in
the waiver.
They're not
included. Yeah. However, they're only $14 billion of like $80 billion. So there's a lot has been taken away here that they might have sued over.
Is there a time frame question here between the time that it wasn't in the legal waiver and it was in? What period are we talking about here?
One day. Between November 6th, November 7th, it was added.
Of 2008.
Wow. Uh-huh. So, you know, we're digging through history here, but it's very important because, remember, taxpayers, you and me, we own most of AIG still. And whether or not we're going to get our money back depends on the company's earnings and so on. But also, if the company had, you know, tens of billions of dollar claims against the banks, it might help.
And this waiver appears to be just favoring the banks, and it actually appears to be punishing AIG.
So the waiver was ultimately added for both parties. So the banks also cannot sue AIG. However, I talked to a number of legal experts and public policy experts who said, well, right, but since the banks got 100 cents on the dollar, they don't have something they would sue over. So effectively, the one who's lost the right that's more potent here might have been AIG.
Okay. Louise Storier is a finance reporter for our partner, The New York Times. Thanks, Louise.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.